Right, guys, congratulations. That's gonna kill my editor's ears. I tell you, if you keep doing that.
We turn around.
Don't break the mic. Before Andre kills our poor sound guy's ears, how are you guys feeling right now? Because it's been a long time coming for you.
Hungry.
You want a pizza? I want ice cream.
Acai bowl? What do you want? Pizza.
Probably.
You're not getting any.
Probably a rum and coke or a beer or something.
Difficult here.
True.
I feel like heading into the prologue, as soon as you guys hit the track, we knew you were quick, but did you know you were going to be this quick?
Well, we started with a certain setup, and then we gradually improved it and made our way with always improving. And we realized that actually the track suits us very well. So we didn't expect to have that kind of performance. So it would be nice to have this at every track, but I don't think it will be the case.
And Lawrence, you took the start today. So many races we've seen recently in WEC have literally been ended at turn one. What was the attitude heading into that? Was it just to stay clean and then work through?
I was quite motivated for the start, as I always am, but then...
But you didn't tell us your strategy, so...
Yeah,
I was walking down the straight, and Roger came to me and said, be smart. I'm like, better be smart. And then literally I had my nose 2-3 times like in the middle of 2 cars, and I was like,
You're gonna go for it.
Yeah, and then I backed off, and in hindsight it was probably the best thing to do, and I lost some positions, which was a bit annoying at first, but I was trying to play the long game. My wife said as well to be smart, so maybe everybody was giving me a sign. So
be smart might be something to run by, maybe. Yeah. But you worked your way up, you had a good scrap with Nico Müller, a little sneaky move there. How did that feel?
Yeah, well, we were able to work our way back up, save some fuel, and then, yeah, before we knew it, we were fighting for the lead. Nico was still in Formula E, I think, or DTM, but anyway, got it back after, and then we led the race, and then it went from there.
Andre, I saw you say on social at one point about the car possibly like struggling a bit more as you headed into the night. Did that actually happen in the end? Because from my perspective, it seemed like you were still going pretty quick.
Overall, throughout the whole race, yeah, we figured it out. But there was a phase where we had to understand a few things. And that's more or less when I was in the car. I didn't manage to switch the tires on because we were quite confident with the fuel save. But that put me into not a great loop. And then we have some tools in the car that then helped us. And we were then back on... back on speed, and yeah, there was a good reaction from our engineers and to find this out, because when Lawrence took over, there was a bit of struggle too, and then yeah, we put one and two together, and then things got back to speed.
I'm gonna ask you about this, Kevin, but I feel like you two might have had more of a reaction. The incident with the Lexus, was your heart kind of in your mouth at that moment when that happened?
To be honest, I had more contact in that race than my whole WEC career, feeling worse. Maybe not WEC career,
it was not
but
on
last
camera,
year.
Maybe.
The Lexus contact, I don't know. He was like kind of in the middle. I went to the right, and I think he didn't see me, or he saw me and said, I send it anyway, whatever. So I went on the curb, but we cannot really go off track here, so we touched. And then I had another touch with another car, with a baby blue Mustang, which didn't see me at all. I was on the outside, side by side with him, and he just came over and bam. So there was quite a hole in the car, which I felt in the steering wheel.
Okay.
So it was not great to drive, not easy, a lot of vibration, and mostly it's this feeling of... One thing was the pace was okay, mm-hmm. but this feeling of something is breaking, you know, 1.5 hours to go, and we still have to, you know, make it through. And this was the tough one. Plus the stop at the end.
That must have been brutal for you guys, right?
It
like
was
Lawrence,
hard.
I was in your garage, and Kevin, I don't know if you've seen, he was sat like this.
I haven't
like
seen.
Like
I was
minutes.
Passing too quick, I think, down the street.
Might have a point.
We ate a few sweets there.
Yeah, I think we ate like 20 Snickers and M&Ms and whatever, just like stress food. So, yeah. Not good for me.
Compensate all the acai bowls you had this week, though.
And I was thinking about this earlier. I've seen you win in LMGTU Pro so many times in the WEC. Now to do it in the top class, that must be a really special moment for you.
It's definitely great. To be honest, that year we had very good success with the GT Pro. It felt like a win overall, because in our category with such high level of drivers and teams and factory cars, we really were operating at this level. But it was a GT win, and when the winner was passing, he had the fireworks and we didn't. So it's definitely a very, very pleasant feeling, and very proud to have achieved that in my career. I hope there's many more to come, but that's a start, and also to have achieved that with Andre and Lawrence. We make some jokes, but I think we like each other in the end. Not too bad. I think we have a good relationship. We really enjoy driving together and working with each other. Apart from the dinner, maybe. Dinner, I think we have to speak about that.
Quiet time.
Bedtime.
Yeah, dinner and bedtime. But otherwise, no, very, very pleased to share the car with them and to achieve this first win with Porsche Penske Motorsport. Yeah, amazing start of the season.
Andre, similar for you, you've got such a long relationship with Porsche now. To be back on the top step of the podium again, it must be pretty great.
Well, there's no again. It's actually the first time I win for Porsche. So it was a long time coming, you know. I had a lot of wins in WC, so it's nice to share their first one. You know, it's always a big thing to win an overall. But yeah, it was always a dream of mine to win with Porsche, and here we are. So I hope we can celebrate a few more, and you know, we're all here to win Le Mans as well. So this is our big target, and I think you know, like I said before, we are the three up there, you know, but we have a whole team that works so hard, and you know, can really thank them all. We have a great structure with Porsche Penske Motorsport. They really, we don't lack anything, you know. They put all the efforts in, and we've made adjustments, and they paid off. So this is I hope it's a trend this year.
And Lawrence, I'll come to you. Andre touched on it just then about having the three Porsche-powered cars on the podium. What does that say about the direction that Porsche 963 is heading in, to be there with not only the factory team, Penske, yourselves, but also to have the Jota up there with you guys?
No, I think in general, if I compare just us 12 months ago, it's day and night difference in the team, in the car, us drivers knowing the car. I mean, we came a long way. We had a lot of long meetings last year because we were disappointed. I remember, I don't know which race, we sat here until 1 o'clock, and the race finished earlier than this one. So, yeah, I always said if two entities like Porsche and Penske don't manage to win races, then I don't know of what team to be a part of. So, I'm proud to be a part of it. Also, you know, it's been a dream, and I think it's a dream for all the three of us. And yeah, at least we proved Twitter critics wrong.
True.
There was a post on Twitter like, who's your favorite lineup, and one guy said the number six crew, and then the guy below said, well, best Prime Astra, 80-year-old Lotterer, and the second best Vantor. But it kind of hurt. It was funny, but it kind of hurt. But yeah, we proved them wrong. So
you are wrong.
We'll find the tweet and we'll put a big cross through it for you guys. Continuing to prove them wrong for the rest of the season, where can you go from here? What other tracks should we be looking out for you at? Where is Porsche Penske going to be on the top step again?
Le Mans?
Yeah, Le Mans. Well, we can start with Imola, but definitely Le Mans. That's the big goal. That's the big goal every year. And it's definitely the big goal of this program. So we wanna win there. We wanted to win last year, but we definitely didn't have the pace and the package to do it. So, but I hope this year everything will align, and that we are gonna be able to fight for the victory. But we're definitely up for that.
Also, I just interviewed the Manti boys, and they said that they feel like they actually worked very well together with them, that they were getting out of your way, you were helping them. Is it nice to have that relationship with the Porsches up and down the paddock?
I actually only touched one car to race, and it was one of them.
For me, they were always very nice.
Different vibes.
For me, they were very nice. They were very nice.
Discussions about this, actually.
You just vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I think they know when they see a Porsche, it's
let
it's
him through.
Let him through.
Oh, we also raced for Monday a couple of times.
Exactly.
I mean, I was with them in Bathurst 2 weeks ago, and you do a lot of races.
You had
with
a meeting with them.
Secret meetings.
92 one, which was my number in our RSR, so it's a good sign.
Thank you so much, boys, and hope you get your pizza tonight. It's a good celebration.
First ever meeting.
Yeah.
Meeting, then pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Andre, now you can... Guys, I was going to start off with congratulations, but I've not even had the chance to meet you before today. And I think that says something about the fact that you're here, you're a brand new team, and you've just come in and you've won the race. How on earth did you do that, and how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I'm a bit speechless. It's really a great day today. We came here, for sure, we had big goals, but in the end, the competition is really great here. And we just did no mistakes today. We had a great car, great teammates, of course, a great team. And it was a hard fight until the last laps. It was really close, especially to the Aston behind. But we won it, and I'm just super happy and proud to be here with Alex and Joel, and also drive for Monte Pure Racing.
I mean, Alex, we've had a few days out on track here already. Well, plenty of track time here with the prologue before. Did you have any idea that the car would be as strong as it was heading into today?
No idea at all, because in the practice, all cars have a different tactic, a different program. No idea. Only in a race, in the first race, we can understand something. So definitely we have very strong team, very solid team. It's a debut for me and Joel, but luckily we have Klaus with a lot of experience, and he managed a lot of things personally for me. So yeah, we didn't expect that we will be quickest car, but definitely we expected to fight for win, and we got good race, avoided a lot of troubles.
And yeah. And talk me through that start as well, because there was a lot going on.
for Porsche, not easy to get the right temperature for front tires, and not easy to attack. And I was focused, and like Klaus gave me good advice, extremely focusing on front tires preparation. And I feel like I did it very well. And keep same position in the turn one, avoided of troubles, and then when my front tire is coming, I get a chance to attack Corvette, and we passed this car, and then next goal to save rear left tires a little bit, because it's too stressful rear left tire in a Qatar circuit, because a lot of right corners, so it was key to finish first stints in a good position.
And Joel, out there on track today, I feel like particularly you had some pretty good scraps out there. What was it like for you?
To be honest, it was quite a tough race, especially the second double stint was really tough. I was struggling quite a lot with balance, but still managed to keep the gap to the back. So it was an intense race, but for sure also a good one.
And I feel like with these hypercars now, did you end up having to look almost in your rearview mirror more than you were looking ahead, trying to stay out of the way of all the traffic?
At some times, yes, because there are particular times where the hypercars are just like flying past you. But for the rest of the race, then there's just laps where you can focus on your race.
I would like to add that Wiener Cars was very polite with our, because it's a Porsche and Porsche, and it was so easy driving, and thank you guys, you know, they help us as well.
You done a little bit of teamwork, right?
Yeah.
Actually, that is something I wanted to ask you guys. So many Porsche-powered cars on the podium today, with you guys winning an LMGT3 and then three Porsche-powered cars on the hypercar podium. That must be really special to be a part of that family here in the work. Go on, jump in.
Yeah, I think it's really special to be part of the Porsche brand, and I think it's just a wonderful day for Porsche. And really well deserved after the troubles they had last year with the hypercar. So I think everyone involved is really happy now, and so we are.
And I haven't given you the chance to talk about the fact that you had Heart of Racing slowly like closing down on you at the end. Did you feel it? Did you feel the pressure there?
Yeah, of course. I was also looking the whole race, and I saw the speed they had throughout the whole race. And actually, we were behind them 3-4 hours before the end,
yeah.
But then something happened. They made a small spin, whatever. I don't know. And then also we had a small advantage in terms of strategy. So this is how we jumped them. But then it was clear their pace they had. To keep them behind, it's not easy. There was another situation. They were a bit unlucky with their pit out, because they got fully in traffic for one stint, and there they lost also quite a lot of time. But I knew I have to give everything for the last two stints to keep the position, to stay in front, and it was not easy. So, as I say, I mean, I think 4 seconds or whatever he was in the end behind me. It was really hard day. I'm really happy about what happened, but I'm also tired and looking forward to go to bed. Yeah.
And actually, we touched on it a little bit when you guys came over, but Manti making their debut back in the WEC this weekend. To come in and take the win, where can you go from here? What's the plan?
Yeah, I think, of course, to start like this, we have a goal, or everybody want to win and want to be world champion. So for sure, to start here the first round with the victory is a big step in this direction. But it's 7 more rounds to go, and especially it's so long races, so hard competition. It's 24 hours of Le Mans, where there's, I mean, so much attention, and also such a long race. It's a lot of pressure. So we keep on going, or I personally especially keep on going from this event. I'm happy about what happened today, but we will push really hard from race to race to get in the end hopefully the championship.
Joel, were you having a little drumming session down there? What was going on there?
It was the barrel itself. It wasn't me. I was just stopping the vibrations.
A little celebratory.
Yeah, exactly.
On the drums.
Yeah.
Well, actually, speaking of, how are you guys gonna celebrate Formula? I've heard some pretty heavy music coming out of the garage. Have a bit of time together as a team. Take a moment.
Probably. I needed to ask a more experienced guy in this. You know, I just follow him.
Maybe a team. I'm dinner, not the best.
Yeah, this of course. But I'm not the best guy for this also, so maybe Joel, the youngest, you know, maybe he has some good ideas.
Charles,
yeah,
right?
I'm good. Yeah.
I think it will be a lot of debrief meetings.
That doesn't sound very fun.
It's part of the job, so.
Yeah. All right. And then you can celebrate after, yeah?
Yeah.
After the season, maybe.
We want to celebrate in the Imola next stage. We should make some debriefs.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.